Is the mic still on?
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, was the mic still on? I'm saying.
We have a debate, my favorite artist. And Marvin Gaye is mine, so B and I is Marvin Gaye versus Stevie Wonder. So.
Oh, I pick Stevie Wonder all day.
That's no offense,
Stevie Wonder is one of the best musicians of all time. How many instruments does he play?
Eleven instruments.
Yeah, I mean, I love Marvin Gaye, but man, Stevie,
I'm not knocking
songs
as
the key of life. Okay, what album you got?
I know he's Talking Book, and I know
Music of the Lions
is my favorite album.
Which one?
Yeah, that was a good one too.
Which one?
Secret Life of Plants.
Oh yeah, that's slept on though.
It is
very
because
very.
There's no hits on it really, and it's all ambient and light.
I mean, there's no hits, but I see what you're
saying. There's no hits. There's no radio hits on that album.
It's a flawless album.
It is an amazing album.
Nah, I'm not slipping.
Oh, no, it is a fair fight.
No, it is.
It is.
Marvin Gaye.
He makes it seem like I'm disrespecting Marvin Gaye. I'm like,
you're not disrespecting Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye will probably say Stevie Wonder if he was live, of course.
Right. Maybe.
He might. I mean, think about it. Like, Marvin Gaye was really, he was a songwriter and a singer.
Stevie could
play instruments. He wasn't a musician.
I know.
This is a blind man that plays 11 instruments.
I mean,
talks about how beautiful women are. How many blind men you know that do that?
I mean, it's not his fault Marvin can see and didn't need to learn how to play an instrument. I don't need an extra skill.
Can we get the podcast going?
The podcast is going.
It is going.
Oh, that's funny.
You are something else.
Man.
Anyway, I've still never seen him either. One of these
Stevie?
Days.
Yeah.
Ain't got.
He's still touring, right?
Yeah, he's still touring.
You know somebody you don't want to see, and I don't know if you're a fan. Maze, Frankie Beverly. And
really,
Maze.
I've heard Lisa. Well, never mind. I've heard that before.
We know him.
His voice. Yeah, Before I Let Go, is gone.
He's probably high.
Yeah, it's tragic.
Did you see Anita Baker?
I didn't see her, but I heard Earth, Wind & Fire. They're still good.
I wanted to get those tickets for my mom. Those Anita Baker.
Anita Baker joints, she was here. Because I think she performed in Rapture.
I have seen Sade. Sade was.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Y'all saw my
heart. The price point on those.
Amazing. Oh. I didn't buy the tickets. I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
I saw her at Heart Plaza years ago.
I saw Prince last show. I don't know if I told y'all that.
Yeah, you and I both saw Prince.
Yeah, I never saw Prince.
It was crazy.
That was
kind of money, man. I'm not dropping $200 for a fucking.
It was
ticket.
More than that, I think.
Not really?
I think it was. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's crazy. That was his last performance.
Because I almost didn't get him.
That's worth it.
It's like, yeah.
But you all know that. It's like, right. It's like, you know,
but like,
I was like,
in the grand scheme, it's like,
the whole time I was just like,
the last time he was alive.
Why do we pay this much? Not why. Once we got there, it was like, you know, it was like cool. But before we got there, it was just like, yo. God, like, really?
But he put on a hell of a show. I know he put on a hell of a damn.
But yeah, it was so worth it.
Oh, I bet it was crazy.
It was so worth it. And then, obviously, it being his last show, it's like, dang, it made it. It's priceless at that point.
I remember my parents saw him, like, during that Purple Rain, like.
Oh, really?
Every black parent saw him at some point.
Yes, man. I remember my parents was going. They was just hype. Mm-hmm. My dad was hype as hell.
Yeah.
I'm like, Keela, where the hell they going? She going to see Prince. They going to see Prince.
Still had a CD from this show?
Mm-hmm.
I know. I ain't never opened it.
I haven't either.
Oh, they gave you a free CD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got the CD. What? His last album.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Why you didn't open it?
Because I mean, it just. I feel like it's just. You know,
bro,
it's
you
a time piece.
Man, I would.
I know,
to
but
that
the fact that I got it from the. I
the
know
concert.
That I got it from the
okay,
concert.
I say you know.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You couldn't really tell nobody because they'd be like, "Oh, yeah, sure, you got."
Does it look different?
No,
I don't think so. I think he had different covers or something
like
that.
Like
yeah,
like he had to put it in special packaging or something.
Yeah, he had different covers, so but lame. I think it's the same one though. It's probably the same, but I know.
Like an extra track.
If I show somebody the ticket along with the thing,
right.
Open that shit, man.
I ain't opening it. I heard the album.
Digital though.
Yeah. No, I got two of them. We had got two.
You bought two of them. Just
I didn't buy. They gave them to us.
Oh,
yeah.
Two for each person they gave
right. Right.
That's cool.
Man, that's so cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where yours
you ever
at,
seen
Ken?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said you see what?
Go ahead.
No, I'm going to say, where your copy? Where your CD at?
He said he hadn't opened it
You
either.
Opened yours, didn't you?
No.
No, he said he didn't.
Fuck wrong with y'all.
I buy CDs. I don't open CDs. I just buy them.
Well, at least you're supporting.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, why do I?
I started doing that, too.
Yeah.
Like, but, yeah. Yeah, I started doing that. I never opened up the Magna Carta.
All right.
Oh, you haven't?
Mm. You open that shit.
You need to.
Yeah.
Crack it in half.
You ever see Al Green?
No, I haven't.
Now that was a fucking concert. I saw really? Him at Music Midtown. That's the only reason I went.
Okay.
I scammed my way into getting a free pass mm-hmm. just so I could see Al Green, Arrested Development, and Blue Oyster Cult. And Al Green took it for everybody.
Wait, who was the last one?
Blue Oyster Cult.
Who?
You know them.
Do I?
Don't Fear the Reaper. You'd know them if you heard this. Okay. Songs. Mm. But yeah, I remember me and my girlfriend went, and that old ass bastard. Jesus Christ.
Put on a show, huh? He was working.
He was all over the fucking stage. Right. Mm. He was making me tired, and I was in my 20s at that point.
Damn.
His old ass was going off. Had a whole stage full of fucking church people.
That
shit was
you do.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. You do.
Yeah.
I'd kill to see that again, but I don't think he tours anymore.
Mm. Y'all talking about this Walking Dead before we get into the... Before yeah. Sophie go through her thing real quick.
We can.
Yeah, well, you should.
Bruh. Bruh.
So, yeah,
what do you think is happening?
They are fucking up.
They're still doing that show.
Not for long. So, this about to be done.
They about to kill off the main character.
And the other character.
He's still alive in the
almost
comics.
Like main too.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that until that thing you sent me this morning.
Yeah, Maggie getting out too. They getting rid of Maggie too. Yeah.
The only one that's staying on is Daryl. Oh, you didn't say that either? You didn't say him?
No.
I have a question.
I did.
Oh, Lord.
No, I mean, I don't know anything about the show.
If they're called The Walking Dead,
questions with Sophie.
Do they only walk and some of them run?
No. My question is like, it's supposed to be like an apocalypse, like a post-apocalyptic type of world, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what happens in the show? Like, what's the main thing?
Bruh. Survival.
That's it.
From
zombies.
Is there like a first episode where something crazy happens?
Nah.
That's why people have to. Why is everyone?
We don't know.
There's never an explanation. Most zombie movies don't really tell you what happened.
So it just starts off like, oh shit, it's zombies.
Dude wakes up and there's zombies.
In
what
hospital.
The fuck?
Yeah,
what kind of storyline is that?
He got shot. He was in a coma, and he woke up in the coma, and world was shit.
Yeah,
pretty. I would have just killed myself at that point. Show over.
Well, he had kids and family.
You
would have
killed yourself if you'd walked.
Yeah, why?
Right.
Fuck that.
So Maggie's going too.
But he had a family though.
Maggie is going too.
He had a family he was trying to get back to.
Yeah, so that adds another layer to it. Yeah.
And he just plain didn't want to kill himself.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, you could just start there.
Right.
He didn't want to die.
I was just going along with what you know.
I didn't know if he was single. I didn't know if he was single without kids or some shit.
So has any of them done any interviews?
Just ignoring the hell out of something.
So this is the interesting thing. They've never, ever, ever announced anyone leaving the show.
No.
That's why I feel like Andrew Lincoln was like, fuck this, I'm out.
Carl.
They didn't announce Carl before.
No. Do you think it had anything to do with?
No, I think that he sees that this show is going to keep pushing even though it's fucking garbage now. So I think he's like, I gotta go.
I seen something else where they're saying like, because he's a family man, he's kind of tired at this point.
Yeah.
He's been doing it for so long.
That's probably the excuse that he's given. But I think deep down, it's probably like, fuck this. I don't want to do
that. I'm just telling you what I saw.
Or it could be
like,
both.
Yeah.
It was like, why am I still... I'm a family man.
Right.
I'm missing time with my family. The show is shit.
Right.
Why am I still here?
If the show was still at the top like it used to be, I don't think he'd go anywhere.
No. Yeah, it'd be kind of difficult at that point. But yeah, being that it's like kind of going downhill, I could see him being like, to hell with this.
Yeah. And the only one that's signing on to keep going is fucking Daryl. You can't make the show around Daryl.
Nah.
So if Rick and Maggie both leave, that means there's only one person from the first season. And that's Daryl.
Yeah.
Daryl and Michonne.
Oh, yeah. Well, but still. She was the end of the first season. Does she really count?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's
I mean,
oh,
she
yeah,
does. Right, yeah. She does count, but,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. Because Daryl was kind of towards the middle, too.
Right.
I think.
Right.
So.
Daryl was once they got to the camp, and Michonne was the very last episode after they left the farm. But, yeah, that's just stupid.
So, I think
it was about time for this show to end anyway, to me, personally.
It's been time.
Hasn't it been on for, like, 5 years or something?
Nine.
Yeah.
So I want to say I was still in high school when this came out.
Who?
Well, no, not high school. Let
my
me think.
Son was.
Was I in college?
I was about to say,
bro, you were not in high school 9 years ago.
Wait.
Oh, Lord.
You were not in high school 9 years ago.
What's that mean? What's that calculated mean?
Yeah.
I wasn't
in high
school. No, you were not in high school 9 years ago.
I thought this came. Oh, so it's not. It is 9 years.
This is season 9.
When did it come out? What year did it come out?
Whatever is 2018.
That's what I was trying to calculate, but I couldn't.
2009, bro.
Yeah,
you were not in high school.
Definitely not in high school.
Oh, my God. I hope you weren't in high school.
Yeah, right.
All right, graduated college and everything.
I hope so.
Dang. Yeah,
so, but anyways. I think what, you know, this, so I think you may have said this on Twitter, that they're probably just going to end the show.
No, I said they should.
They should end
I
the show.
I didn't say that they were going to, so, because they're not going to.
So I think their plan could be to end the show with them, and you already know where I'm going. Fear the Walking Dead.
Somebody else
said that. I
think
they could do that. That
so you
could
think
be
that Daryl's going to move him over? Daryl's going to move to that show? Because Daryl signed on for another season.
2010 was when they first came on TV show.
So how was it season 9 then?
I think they're saying next year will be season 9.
Oh, next year will be season 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's a possibility. I can see Michonne, maybe Daryl, you know, signing on to do that. That could
that
work.
That could work.
Because I think they're, you know, they're about to get rid of some of the old cast, too.
But I'm telling you, the season's been good,
man. Stepped up, B.
The season's been really good.
It's stepped up, man.
It's been the best season out of the two shows together in at least 2 or 3 seasons.
Really?
This season, to me, has been really solid.
Yeah. So can I just start watching this season?
Yeah, you can. It's almost like you can just basically start.
I mean, I know from season 1. I recognize characters from season 1.
You don't even need to watch season 1.
Who's still here? Who's still here that's from season 1? Because that was last. Oh, well, season 2. Because that was last time I watched.
I'll tell you that. Just, I mean, everybody, really. I mean, Nick, kind of. Madison.
Okay.
Strand.
Because you told
Alicia.
You told me old boy died.
Who's old boy?
Strand is a survival, yo.
The guy with the dark hair with the sun. The one that was
The
one with dark hair.
The one that beat up them dudes to death. Remember he beat them dudes up in that room?
Oh, Travis, bitch ass.
You told
he needed
died.
To die.
Yeah, you told
I
me
hated
he died.
His stupid ass. Motherfucker fell out of a goddamn plane. Oh, stupid ass. That's a good way to die
but
for
he,
a bitch, too.
But
he
did have a nice scene, though, he when did. He was fighting he all those out. Yeah, so that was tight. Okay. But yeah. Strand is, man, that dude.
I don't like him.
I don't either, but I think, you know, because I don't like him, I keep watching the show. Yeah, because he is such a coward.
No, that's the black
dude. The black
dude. The only black guy on the whole show.
Okay. Yeah, okay. The black dude.
Going with the boat.
Yeah. Boat, he don't, man. You got to watch your back with him.
Yep.
Man, but.
Yeah, but, this season's been it's been really tight.
You've been watching it too?
I didn't watch it because they said it wasn't good.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It really wasn't. This season, I think they got new writers.
I stopped in the middle of season 2. Like, by the third episode, I told him I was like.
They're like at a fifth season now?
Fourth season, I think.
And The Walking Dead has a new showrunner. Gimple is out.
Yeah, Gimple's been out. It's been no. Wait, which is
the last season? Was his last season?
Is Gimple? Who's the other guy?
Scott Gimple and I don't know the other guy.
I thought Gimple was the one who fucked up the last season.
That's the one that's always going on the show. When they ask for something, he say, "I can't tell you."
Yeah, they blamed him for the last season being whacked.
Yep, they got rid of him. And
that's
they got
all
some,
I know. I know it was somebody else.
Yeah, some lady. I don't know her name.
Oh,
well, maybe that's why it's been better because they got.
No, she will be season 9, so she will be the next season.
Oh, of The Walking Dead, but not Gimple, Fear The Walking Dead.
Right, yeah, gotcha. Yeah, my bad, yeah, Walking Dead, so. Okay. Anyway, but that's crazy.
This show could end perfectly if they kill off Rick, have the final episode as Rick goes out. His son's already dead.
Right.
Sacrifice yourself for the group and have the show fucking end.
Happy
why are you dragging it on with fucking Daryl? Daryl's not a leader.
I don't want Rick to die, though.
But do kind of want Rick to die because he has no other real reason to live. Maybe they should kill the baby first. Kill Judith, and then Rick has nothing else to live
for.
That
would be kind of cool.
That would be tight. Kill Judith and have Rick go out like a fucking G.
I wonder how they would kill Judith, though, because, you know, she died so violently.
Tight in the goddamn
comics.
Blew that little motherfucker in half.
So I wonder how they would, like,
end how that was Judith they killed, right, huh? Mm-hmm. I just thought about that.
I don't even know she had a name yet. In the comic, she was just baby.
Because she was still pregnant.
She
was, right?
She was just baby.
What y'all said.
No, she wasn't pregnant. She gave birth, and then you think everything is cool.
That's right. So yeah, she must have had a name.
Governor rolled up.
Governor handed her ass, boy.
Governor was crazy in the comics, man.
That's crazy.
Jesus,
crazy.
If Rick should go out like a G. Rick should get his hand cut off.
Oh yeah,
and then
get that leg snap.
Get that. Wait, I don't really care that much about the leg part, but
I do.
The iconic chop off his hand.
Yep.
And then kill his ass. Last episode of the fucking season. Yep. And then the show.
And the show just ends.
So chopping up his head just won't be enough for you.
Huh? Because it's a comic thing.
Yeah. I know, but hold on. He doesn't die in the comics, though, dude.
No.
Yeah.
Well, not where I'm at. The part.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I get the hand chop off thing. That actually probably would be cool.
Yeah.
But to kill him, I just I don't know if I want to kill him.
He's still alive in the comics.
Well, they have no choice now.
Yeah, because he's leaving.
Well, unless they end it, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, never mind. I don't know why. I just leaped to the fact that they were going to kill him.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about them, like, he walking off or they just end the show.
Nah, he can't just walk off into the distance. He needs to either get bit. Actually, that's it. Just let him get bit.
I can just see him say, I'm going to stick around here and make sure everything is good.
All y'all just go on. Right. Just get. Michonne, just get. I'm going to stay here. That could be tight.
Yeah, it could be. Speaking of, real quick, did you watch a movie? It's called Cargo on Netflix.
Man, I fucked with it.
You
did?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
That's another one that keeps popping up.
That shit was stupid as hell.
I thought it was good.
Bruh, he turned himself into a mule.
What?
Cargo's, I thought it was tight. Okay. I thought it was tight.
Some of the ideas were, but I'm sitting there watching, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, it's all right.
And it's just...
Last thing I watched was Evil Genius on Netflix. That was last
I'm on
I
episode
watched.
Three. But right. Yeah, when
it's a Netflix zombie film. I think Netflix made it, right?
Yeah, it's a Netflix.
Maybe not. Maybe,
I don't know if they made it, but it's definitely
a Netflix original. Netflix. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's
like...
It's cool.
It's like a sci-fi movie, but serious. Like, sci-fi had a tendency... All sci-fi movies were C, D movies, and they were never, like, really, really good.
I'm going to
watch
it.
But this one looks... I'm gonna watch
it. It's a drama. There's not a lot of action, but I like the idea that they have of what the zombies are and how they change.
Mm-hmm.
But he made some stupid decisions. I'm not look, bro. I'm not getting bit for nobody.
Speaking of Netflix, and I'm sorry, Soph. We're gonna wrap it up. But 13 Reasons. Have you finished it?
Yep, I finished it. It comes together.
It comes together.
Oh,
yeah.
You thought so too?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was right, wondering what
stop.
You said.
Yeah,
yeah.
Together.
I gotta watch it now.
It comes together.
So stop it there.
Yeah, because okay, I need to watch right. it. I've been meaning to watch it.
It definitely.
You watched
first.
I almost
season.
Texted you and asked you.
Yeah, I had the same feeling, man. I was like, okay, cool. I'm good.
I'm glad y'all said that. Now I pick it up because I wasn't in a hurry after you guys.
Nah,
said
yeah.
Because a lot of people were like, oh man, it gets dumb and it even ends stupid. So I was expecting it to be whack, but it definitely towards the last like two or three episodes. It picks back up.
They start bringing everything together.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
I still don't like what they... I mean, we can talk about it
Yeah,
time,
yeah, we'll talk about it, but yeah.
You know.
Definitely picked up.
I still need to watch the first season. Stuff.
Oh, yeah, watch the first one?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I can't see me enjoying that.
The first season?
I don't know. If you like it, maybe I'll watch it, but I doubt.
Okay.
I'm going to get through that.
Really?
Yeah. I already said why.
Watch Evil Genius. That shit crazy as hell.
You know, I just finished watching The Rain on Netflix. I think it's a new series.
I watched that.
I liked it.
It's solid.
It was terrible
Netflix
early.
Netflix is fucking
yeah,
killing
it was.
Shit.
It just got off real bad.
The first episode was like, y'all niggas are pissing me off.
Yep.
The mom was the first. I was like, why the fuck?
I was like,
why did you have to tackle him? Why couldn't you just kick him or push him? This dumb motherfucker gonna run and tackle the guy in the rain. What the fuck is wrong with you?
He had the fun, though. So...
But you still didn't have to tackle him.
Right. It didn't make
any
sense.
You could have just threw a rock at the motherfucker. He didn't have a gun.
That was crazy.
Yeah, but the only thing I didn't get is how come at just one point, randomly, the rain just stopped hurting people?
They are, I'm assuming, going to explain that next season.
Yeah.
That was
a plot
hole like a motherfucker.
I was like...
It really was.
The rain killed the mama.
Is this are these spoilers for this show? Oh, like,
yeah.
Damn, that
my
was
fault. My fault.
It sure was. Oops. That was a big moment.
You still
in the
haven't
series.
Finished Orange Is the New
I
Black.
Probably
You'll
forget.
Okay.
I probably forget. It's called
I'm probably
rain.
Never gonna do.
Yeah, the rain.
The rain. Okay.
I think I'm
it's a struggle. The first couple of episodes.
It ain't that good. Don't. She's giving.
Yeah,
me, it's
she's
good.
Hyping it up way too much.
Okay.
Too many O's.
Too many O's.
No, I watched it by myself at night, so it was like amplified. Like, I was bored already and stuff like that. So I was like, it seems almost like suspenseful in a way. Like, you feel like some shit. Because the way that they drum up the music and stuff, it looks like it would be like a really dope video game, the way that it's filmed.
Maybe a video game. But the only thing that when it got to the end, and I was like, okay, y'all can't end the show like that. Because I think I saw it was canceled or something.
Excuse me?
No, I wouldn't be surprised. That was something else. But when it got towards the end, I was like, okay, now I need to know what's really going on. Mm-hmm. Like, now you guys have brought me in. You know, towards the end. Because
the dad
so
at the
like,
end
okay.
had me fucked up.
Yeah.
He had me fucked
anyway.
Up.
Fuck him.
Yeah, I'll be dying.
But yeah, it's a lot
he
of stupid
die,
moments
didn't
in there.
The dad?
Nah.
Netflix is something else.
No, he didn't.
He's alive.
He's still alive.
After
us.
He shot old boy?
No, I think they like.
That was when I wanted him to die.
Just
I was like,
more
you
spoilers,
bitch
why not?
Ass mother. I mean, I already said spoilers. Shit.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh
no,
my
you're
God.
Thinking of the end of the fucking world.
I probably forget.
Oh. No. Wait. I'm sorry. That
I like that
canceled.
Show
no,
too.
I did too. But that's not the one that got canceled. The one that got canceled was what's the one with?
I'll be
little,
having time to watch.
It's
all
the little
this
young.
Shit.
I work at home.
Yeah.
The little young black kid, and he's got a crush on the white girl. It's like Wonder Years.
fuck, what's Light called? Wonder Years?
This show on Netflix is great.
Oh, the end of, yeah, it is the end of the fucking world. No, it's I know what you're talking about.
He clearly found a black kid.
Oh,
it's not. Yeah, yeah, it's a little young black kid. It's great.
Yeah, that was two white people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a mixture of Freaks and Geeks and Wonder Years, and it's this young black kid, mm-hmm. and he's in love with this white girl, but the white girl is a lesbian. This is not a spoiler because it's like in the first fucking episode. The girl is a lesbian, so the whole show is like her trying to like figure out what's going on with her, and then him trying to like convince her that she's not a lesbian.
What the hell?
And then there's just all of this like Wonder Years ish shit going on. The show is fucking great,
really.
And they canceled it.
Damn.
After so it's not season. Even on there anymore, or
no. You can still watch it, but they
it's
canceled
not gonna
it.
Do anymore.
Fuck, what's the name of the goddamn show?
That's why they canceled it right there.
No, I have a bad memory. Oh man, I don't even know what to type in to find it.
Wait, so Mike,
it sounds interesting. I loved Wonder Years
really
growing
good.
Up.
So Mike, if you like The Rain, I know that it's like completely different than 13
Everything
Reasons
sucks.
Why.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh yeah, you told me about that.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
Didn't tell me. I saw you say something about it, and I wanted to watch it, but I never got around
it's
to
great.
It.
It's
oh
great.
Wow,
it's a little young show. It's fun.
No. It looked like something I would like.
So you think I would like 13 Reasons if I like The Rain?
No,
there's
no.
Okay.
Just try it.
No,
I did.
Oh, you did
but
say you
did.
Yeah.
If you liked The Rain, there's a show called 3% that you'll probably.
Is
like.
Is it like another disaster type thing?
Dude, it's like a futuristic. Yeah, it's like these people are on an island and
okay,
they have to
that's
get.
Enough. I fuck with it.
That's his recommendation.
Have any of y'all watched The Ozark?
Yeah, I've been watching. Oh,
okay,
lady,
I gave that a try. I gave that a try. I was bored.
What?
You gotta let
oh
it go.
Like, Ozark is great.
Oh, it's slow. Come out this year.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? Yeah. I have trouble with slow series. Like, if I don't like, you know how like when you hover your mouse or whatever your remote over the little Netflix thing and it'll play like
the trailer.
If the trailer doesn't happen within the first episode, I'm out.
Let me ask you, how many
like,
episodes
I'm bored.
In did you get? How many episodes
one.
In did you get?
To Ozark?
Ozark.
Maybe two.
I thought she said two. Oh, you did say two.
The first one didn't draw you in? Like, just the way it ended?
I try. I don't remember.
Please don't tell me about Ozark.
I don't think it's bad. You gotta watch that.
No. And it's slow. You know when it got me, and this ain't gonna mess it up for you, but when Buddy came off of the building?
Yes.
That's when I was like, Holy shit, this is for real.
I was like, okay, this is it.
Yes.
Yeah. That moment there.
I didn't expect that at all.
Me neither.
So when does it start getting into it? Because I
was
bored.
There by episode 3-4.
Around season 2.
Oh my God. I was like, is this 13 Reasons?
No, this is with Jason Bateman, right?
Yeah.
He dies in like the third episode.
Thank you.
But
I think the episode that I was just referencing is like the third or fourth one. That's to me, that moment is like, that's the moment. Not turning back.
And the show is an hour, right? It's an hour.
It's like 40,
45
to an hour.
Yeah, 45.
Yeah.
It's solid.
Yeah.
No, I have to wait for three of those.
It's on my list. I mean, that show's on my list.
You
know why?
Because
you know, I haven't even finished the first season, just a whole bunch
of what?
What?
Yeah, I'm almost done. I'm almost done.
Damn, niggas have lives.
I know.
Oh, okay. Well, then you have no excuse then. Never mind.
But what they do a great job of is character development.
They do.
So even though it is a slower series, the way that they develop all of the characters.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
That was really good in The Rain, though, too. It was one of those shows where they like focus every episode on a character and how they came to.
Yeah, but I don't like nobody on there.
Really?
No. Everybody can get it.
Oh, shit.
I don't like nobody on the show. All of them can get it.
No, you know who I liked?
Who?
The one girl, Beatrice. I liked her.
Oh, but she's annoying. All right, one more show
to
give y'all.
Right.
I guarantee nobody here has watched it. One more show that y'all all need to watch. It's this show called The Missing.
That
sounds
good.
Me and my girlfriend watched
it. But what is it about?
It's the first. Well, each season mm-hmm. is based around a kidnapping.
Mm. Oh, so it's like a different episode every time.
Well, no. It's a different story each season.
Oh, okay.
But it still involves the same detective.
Oh.
But the first season is just this kid goes missing, and it's all about the detective trying to find the kid.
Interesting.
Which would sound like it could be whack.
Right.
Incredible. Mm. So then season 2 comes out, and we're like, well, they figured out what happened with the kid. So where are they going? It's a new story. 10 times better than the first season.
Wow. Really? Missing?
Yes, The Missing. It's fucking
so wait, is somebody else missing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the second
season. So it's the same
second,
theme.
Basically, the second season, this girl shows up who claims to be this kid that was kidnapped like 10 years prior.
Oh, hell no.
So then it's all revolving around this girl and where she came from.
I think
My fiance got me into that, but I don't really remember though.
You should
but
watch it.
But it sounds.
You should watch it.
Yeah,
it's detailed. There's a whole lot of like crazy shit that happens.
Is it slow?
No.
Okay, great.
No, but if you don't pay attention, like if you miss one thing, you're gonna get confused as fuck.
How many seasons in right now?
Can't be on my phone.
It's just two. I don't know if this
can't be on my phone.
No, you cannot be on your phone because I fucked up and I was doing work while watching it.
And you looked up and you were like, "What the fuck?"
You had to rewatch it again.
Where did Homeboy go? Who the fuck is this? So I had to go back to it.
Okay,
that's hilarious.
But it's really good.
Okay, cool. All
right, what you got, Soph?
Well, I guess Pusha T confirmed some things that we already knew. Or maybe speculated. Drake is a daddy.
I didn't know that.
Allegedly.
You didn't hear that story a while ago?
It's
like it's not even alleged now.
Yeah.
Like, like in a certain circle, they're saying that this is like for real.
Don't you remember it was about a year and something ago, he was caught. I think it was around the same time he was dating J-Lo. Maybe longer.
Quote-unquote dating.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was dating J-Lo.
Really? Nah.
Like they had a fling. Yeah, they had like a fling. Okay. But while they had a fling, he was caught out there in Europe with like an IG model. I didn't know she was a porn star.
Well.
She's not really.
So that was
urban
just hyperbole.
Then what were those screenshots?
No. She gets what's naked, screenshot? But she's not like getting anything in her.
Okay,
she's
I got
not
you.
Doing anything with anybody else.
Yeah,
she's basically a video streamer.
IG. Yeah, an IG chick type chick.
Oh.
Okay. I feel like there's a difference. Porn, no, there I feel is. Like you're doing things.
Yeah.
She's not even like.
Yeah, you're getting gang banged by like 12.
You watched all the videos?
BBK.
I saw a couple BBC. Yeah, I saw. I was like, okay, let me go see who this chick is.
Oh, because I just wasn't sure how you knew. Like, I wasn't sure how you knew that. I was just curious.
So you didn't go look?
Right. No, I saw the screenshot and I was like, well, it's on Pornhub. And
of course you did.
Okay.
You started following
him? I used to follow him.
He's like, if Drake can hit, shit.
I'm Tupo, goddamn.
T-Light skin. That's okay. Hilarious.
Yeah. So
I just saw the screenshots, but based on the screenshots,
hey,
I didn't see it
nap
as
enough though.
My bro naps enough. Goddamn, right, I let that big girl.
Hell yeah.
Go check out the video. It'll be out about it.
Yeah,
but,
it will.
That's funny.
But yeah, I know the screenshots that you saw. Like I saw that, and when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's not really porn. I was with you on that. I was like, that's not really porn. And she just kind of getting naked or whatever.
Yeah, but that's just a way to push it to you know.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was just saying.
But yeah, but I didn't. I know
they look like porn screenshots to me.
She wasn't even spread anything. She was just naked. That's it.
Her ass was all oiled up and
it was like a
she looked like she was about
to wear an ashy.
Well,
who wants an ashy dimpled ass?
People just have natural ashy asses.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Some people got ashy asses.
Well,
yeah.
She's white, isn't she?
I can't
relate. I thought she was black. Is she not black?
I thought she was
in between like Drake.
She's pretty high yellow.
Wow.
I thought she was pretty high yellow.
She was Drakeian.
Okay.
I thought she was Hispanic or something like that.
No. Wow. Nobody thought that.
No,
I don't
know.
French,
I don't
right?
know.
Maybe she's French.
That's why I'm asking.
She won white.
What's the last name? Basar?
She does look like she could be French.
Wait. What's the last name? Basar? Something like that?
Yes.
Basar.
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 Basar. I don't know.
I see how
that can happen. Some people saying she's ugly.
But I'm just saying,
who says she's ugly?
Some people saying she's
ugly. A lot of people saying she's ugly.
She has a strong chin. And
she does.
And her nose, too.
I'm not
like,
gonna
I just off your neck down.
But no,
right?
But shooting up the club though, like I don't get that. Shooting up the club, like my thing
shooting
is
shooting up the club.
What don't you get?
What don't you get?
I'm confused.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
Are
for
you
me,
confused?
For yes. me, like if I ever got to a Drakeian level and I was messing with chicks like that,
like what?
I'm not.
You slipping at that point? If you
what
do
you mean?
It, that's what I'm saying. Like
exactly, I'm not shooting up the club.
For what?
I'm saying I don't think he did it on purpose.
Oh,
so you
I'm
think
he
just
probably just got wild? And
hey man, all I know is you know I've been on this planet for about 34 years.
Hello.
I've been pretty sexually active.
You
My
better speak on it.
Nice.
No, it happens, dog. It happens.
Does
oh,
it?
Oh, does it?
Yes.
Oh, well,
oh.
Shit.
It
not,
happens.
Not in my
so
goddamn
if
like
it's
17
that,
years.
So you aware? You aware all the time?
I'm definitely aware. Hey, sometimes I wait to the last second. I mean, should I? Hell no. Hell.
But you're not so Drake either.
I'm not Drake.
So you know, Drake's like going all slow. Is it okay for you? I mean, I just want to make sure. Is it, I mean, should I turn the music up a little bit? Hold on.
stupidest.
Everything I do it for you. Hold on. Okay, just want to make sure.
You know he did. That was stupid, yeah.
That is really the golden ticket, though.
For her?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Bro, the next 18 years, like, wow, you're a millionaire.
My life is about to unfold. Right. My life, right. God bless amazing. America.
Right, right.
Is she calling him a deadbeat and shit? Like, is he paying
She called him
that? That's what I was reading today. Because I wanted to talk about this. I was like, well, let me go do my research. Mm-hmm. And I heard that she was saying that he's a deadbeat.
Wouldn't it be hard to take care? Like, if you're trying to hide a child.
Take care.
I like that.
That was good, Sophie.
Nothing was the same, huh, Sophie?
No, but wouldn't it be hard if you're trying to hide a child or not be seen? Like, is he trying to hide? It seems like he's trying to hide the kid.
Yeah,
so
yeah. He totally
you can't really be around because you're Drake and niggas are going to know that, damn, who the fuck is this infant?
Why is he hiding it? That's the weird part. Why is he hiding it?
Yeah,
maybe he's ashamed.
Oh, why is he ashamed? That
I don't know.
Maybe he was trying to lie to Rihanna. Yeah.
I was looking at her. Oh.
Right.
I don't want to fuck him. Clearly.
Not anymore.
Who?
She's over that.
Of course that.
Yeah. They mess around twice. So basically.
How you know it?
It's just on the fucking internet. It's out there.
Yeah. So like,
you don't follow the Shade Room?
No.
So after Rihanna was messing with Chris Brown, she had a fling with Drake. Remember when
Rihanna was beefing.
Yeah.
Drake and Chris were beefing.
Yeah, and remember.
Yeah,
remember
the bottle and all that.
No, remember when Rihanna was in Drake, or Drake was in Rihanna's video, one way or the other.
Yeah.
So they was messing around that time. Then they kind of split away because it was just a fling. You know, it was like, hey, you know, you ain't fucking with Chris Brown. You want to fuck with your boy? All right, bet. So then, you know, Drake went on to mess with a whole bunch of other chicks. And then, what was it, like a year or so ago when they was like on an MTV stage, some award show?
Yeah, we talked about that last time.
Yeah, the VMA thing.
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't here. That's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I
was. It was
here.
When Damone was here. And we talked about
it. I came in later. But either way, when he went in for that kiss, that was kind of like the last time they was fucking around with each other. So
I was the one who brought that up, but it's fine.
Right. What I'm saying is that you mentioned it, but it wasn't when he was here. It was when Damone was here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I came in late that day, but it's all good. But yeah, you know, so that's kind of Rihanna and Drake's timeline. They fucked with each other.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I never saw her face.
They were saying she looks like Lord Farquaad.
Lord. Oh, my God.
Who?
The singer, I think. You talking about the singer?
No.
Say the name again.
The character
off
Shrek.
I thought you meant Lord. Off of who?
Off of Shrek.
Say it again.
That's just me.
Lord Farquaad.
I mean.
Farquaad.
Yeah, she's not. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. She's not super pretty.
I thought you meant Lord the singer. Like,
she ain't ugly, but she ain't pretty. Like
Lord yeah, that's what, I was, that's what I thought she said.
Oh, wow.
That's just. What y'all look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do y'all look like?
But she does, though. No, is that chin and that nose, bro? Yes, it is.
Well, they were saying that, you know, in terms of like beauty standpoints, they were like, bro, if it was the same girl with dark features, they would drag the fuck out of her.
But Drake is not like super black. So what are we doing? Like, we're really judging Drake on his colorisms. Let that man have his little white chocolate.
French vanilla.
No, I don't think people were making fun of his choice in terms of like choosing a light skinned girl. I think it was just the fact that people were like, oh, she's so this, she's so that, and they were like, but if she was dark skinned, y'all would drag the fuck out of her. Which I agree, but you know, whatever.
Y'all just gotta find some way.
If she was black, you know what I'm saying? Hey, if he was black, you know what I'm saying?
Just felt left out.
That's what it is.
I know.
You stupid.
I know. Always wanted to be about you. Yeah. Let Drake have his moment.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to have his moment.
He
clearly
fucked up, and you know, now he's stuck with this.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess
you think he's still hitting it.
No, of course not. He's probably ashamed. Clearly,
he probably got drunk off half a shot.
Of rosé. Of wine.
Yeah, rosé or Moscato.
Spritzer.
So he was there.
A wine cooler.
He had a Bartles and James real quick, and he just made a mistake, you know? It happens, man. It happens. You'll be all right, Drake.
Okay.
You'll be all right.
All right, well, Kendrick and his team are threatening to pull his music off Spotify because of, I'm going to just say, how do you pronounce his name? Extenticon?
Extension Cord.
Extension Cord?
Yeah.
Ex-girl beater.
Okay, great. Was pulled off of Spotify. So I wanted to talk to you guys about what you thought about this new rule that they're trying to implement with, you know, taking R. Kelly's stuff off of like the playlists and things like that. Like his music is still on there, but they just said in a statement that they don't want to feature any of his music on, you know, promoted playlists, things like that, which is ironic because his streams went up after they did that.
Of course.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I have mixed reviews on this because in one sense, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, you should totally do that because, you know, you're like a private owned entity and you can, you know, you should be able to promote positive, you know, whatever. But at the same time, it's kind of like, damn, like, I don't really feel like you should be able to.
Yeah, now here.
Take that off. Like, it should be up to people to decide.
Of course,
you know what I'm saying?
Of course. It's like any actor or director that's like in Hollywood that's been accused of something, right? Like, if they have a great piece of movie or work or whatever, are we not going to watch it? Just because they, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's up to the people to determine whether they want to or not.
It's not up to Warner Brothers or the studio or whatever to kind of take
it down. Didn't they stop showing Bill Cosby stuff?
That's what I was about to say.
With his hookup? I mean, you know, that's a good piece of work. It's definitely up to the studio, man. Yeah.
Well, I guess. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they pick and choose,
and
though.
And they own it. So yeah, I guess
money. They pick and choose based on the actions of the individual that they're choosing to take off.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So, R. Kelly at this point is not accused. The motherfucker did it.
Dude, what?
He's in a video pissing on chicks. Come on now.
It was blurry.
I don't know if it was
him. It was him. Y'all know that it was him.
Right.
Y'all stop.
He was his brother.
He still thinks that OJ's innocent. We're not doing this with Ken.
He was making her dance while she was peeing and shit.
Right. Ken said it was his brother.
It was his brother.
It was R. Kelly's brother?
Yeah.
Did R. Kelly say that?
That's what that's out there.
Who's R. Kelly's brother?
Huh?
Who's R. Kelly's brother? B. Kelly? D. Kelly, P. Kelly,
you got it. It came. It's it came.
Oh, but I think if you own the works, then you kind of could do whatever the hell you want with it.
Right,
you
know what I'm
saying? But if Spotify doesn't own R. Kelly's catalog, so it is up to them if they want to, you know, take it down or try not to promote them. But just like you said, his streams went up. So anytime you throw any type of spotlight on anything, it's actually going to boost that, especially if you're talking music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't think that there's a win for anybody.
Did they take Michael Jackson out of the playlist?
Because he didn't do it, man.
Yeah, I don't believe he did
that. That's different.
He went to court, didn't he?
And he said he didn't do it.
But didn't he go to court?
I don't care. Y'all saw a picture of my penis. It wasn't mine.
Whose was it?
Is that what it's saying?
It was one of the monkeys.
I don't believe that man did that. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, nah.
Y'all dumb, man.
We're not going to talk about Michael Jackson in this podcast.
Okay, on this podcast.
Hey, y'all tripping.
Oh, shit. Speaking of talking about people, what do you think about this whole Morgan Freeman thing, accusation thing?
Man. Well, that's why they're coming after Morgan now?
Yeah, oh, Jesus.
That's not.
They're going after Jesus.
But when he was like dating his grand stepdaughter or some weird shit. Yeah.
Run that back. Grand stepdaughter
or something like that.
So the chick that he married's daughter. Wait, hold on. Break that down.
Maybe they got a divorce.
His grand stepdaughter, that means his grand son.
I know. We're all trying to figure it out.
Yeah, hold on. Go ahead and work through it for us, Mike.
You got Morgan Freeman. You got his grandson.
Right.
And his grandson is married to a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was fucking his grand stepdaughter. Yeah.
Grand.
Oh, okay. I got
it. No, it would be. Oh, wait.
Wait, isn't that fucked up?
Either way, whatever.
His son's new wife's daughter.
Maybe.
Son. Holy shit.
Mm.
Ew. That's crazy.
Why? They not blood. Wow, they're
not blood, but damn, bro. That's a
lot of shit. You can't find no you, Morgan. God damn it.
I'm saying she probably came on to him.
Yeah, that's but you.
Icky.
How you
going
to Morgan fucking Freeman? You also old ass Morgan Freeman.
Right. He was probably laying in the bed. She came in there.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine.
Talk to me, Morgan.
Right.
Yeah. That's so disgusting.
Well, I'm about to tear your pussy up.
And he did.
Ew.
Oh. Y'all some haters.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, though.
Yikes.
It is.
But
weird.
This is, that's man, weird. Like, when I saw, every time I see
so you would do it, Mike? Wait, hold on, Mike. So you mean to tell me.
Looking at Mike's faces.
I know, because, no, you're talking about, you don't want your homie getting
Mike Savage out here
in your spare bedroom, but you going to hit your step-granddaughter, though?
If they broke up.
What's the matter? You said old niggas gotta fuck too. Right, like old niggas gotta fuck too.
Right. If it's consensual, what's the issue? Shit. I mean, if they're still married, that's fucked up. That's but if they're nasty. Not married, oh,
why is that? Mike's like, I want that to the young thing. You
right. Oh, he's single and old. Why not get his dick wet?
By anybody else.
Exactly.
You're literally anybody else.
I'm saying he's probably getting it everywhere.
For Morgan Freeman, it's God's will.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. It is. At that age.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
Hey man, they make
what if she got pregnant?
You used to call him a Crazy Joe.
You used to call him a Crazy Joe.
Now they call him a Batman.
You're putting that Batman in there, man.
You stupid as hell.
H-N-I-C.
H-N-I-C.
You do crack, don't you? You do
crack. What, y'all didn't jump?
Jump.
Go ahead and jump in. Go ahead, jump.
Sophie is so lost right now.
Yeah, I don't be watching.
Go ahead, jump then. Go ahead.
Sophie, oh, people might be lost too.
I can't remember the movie.
Oh my God. Come on, y'all.
It's a hood classic, man. Jesus. It's a hood classic.
Man, that's a regular classic, I think, at this point.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I think
that's
white
true,
folks like that movie too.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Damn, white folks like the movie?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Because he pulled himself up by the bootstraps.
Oh, Lord.
Isn't that what they always say?
Yep.
Yeah, we need to protect Morgan Freeman.
That's at all costs. But if he did it, fuck him.
Well,
he can go with Bill Cosby.
Damn, man, they getting everybody.
Well, you know
they should. They should start in the music industry too. That would be wild.
Oh, that's
entire industry canceled.
Yep.
Well.
Yep.
Late night studio sessions, lava lamps. Okay, you know what happens. That's crazy.
You know what happens.
It does. I mean, you know, whatever. Okay.
Back at the casting call is ending and see them.
So, Kim Kardashian had things to say.
Yeah, what's going on with her lately? She's trying to. Man. It's like she's on this
I
whole.
I feel like Kanye is tweeting from her account.
You think so?
I think that's what's happening.
Obvious, absolutely.
It's obvious.
It's really
obvious. Yeah. Like you can't.
You talking about the Rhyme Fest fight?
Oh my
God!
She doesn't talk like that.
No.
She doesn't talk like that.
Like what is happening?
Like
right
you got
now?
On fake. You can't just do fake.
She was spelling shit wrong.
Crazy. Yeah. It was clearly Kanye.
That was so Kanye. Like literally.
That was it. That was entertainment. That was not. Kim does not argue with rappers, bro.
Kim does not argue with rappers.
She's protecting her man.
No, Kim does not argue with rappers.
But now she's about to go to the White House. Too, y'all seen that?
Yeah. Oh, I saw that. My God. I just can't.
Like, what is happening?
How fucked up this administration is. They got Kim Kardashian. Yep. But then again.
It's the only way she could get in.
But to be fair, she did hire a bunch of lawyers to help her with this situation. So she did do her due diligence. I'll give her that. Mm. It's just weird that they invited her.
Exactly. Right. Out of all people. Like, Kim has never had anything to do with anything regarding prison. The closest thing was OJ. You know what I'm saying? And her daddy, you know what I'm saying?
That's so disrespectful.
Well, either way, it was part of the family. It was all in the family, true. Wasn't it?
Yeah. But there was a part of the situation.
Yeah, it was a part of the situation. But at the end of the day, it's kind of like she's never had any run. Like, she's never had to live that life.
Bro, this is crazy.
What's she going to know about prison reform? I'm just saying.
Just looks good for her brand, and she wants to go up there in her little half-conservative fucking Fashion Nova outfit.
But I'm not blaming Kim, though. Like, if you get the invite, it is what it is. I'm more so blaming the administration. Out of everybody you could have invited to talk about this topic,
not a lot of people.
Kim Kardashian?
Not a lot of people even want to go up there, though.
I feel you. But look.
I don't know.
Make it public.
I think a lot of them would for something,
like that. Yeah.
Meek Mill got invited and he didn't go.
Who?
Meek Mill got invited and he didn't go.
He wouldn't went back to jail.
Yeah, exactly. He just got out. I don't blame him. Fuck that. Anything to do with the government, I ain't trying to do nothing with that. I feel
I'm
mad.
I'm not falling for this.
Yep. Yeah, right.
No, Jay-Z has to talk him out of it.
So he was going to go.
He was going to go.
Hmm. Oh, well thank
he
you, Jay.
What was he going
to
go for, though?
To talk about prison reform.
I don't think that's something you should talk somebody out of. If they want to go up to the White House and talk about prison reform, let them.
Go ahead.
It's not the same thing as Trump is inviting you to take a picture.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not the same thing.
What I read, now, I don't know how true this is, but I think that they were saying that the reason that Jay-Z ended up talking him out of it was because it would have turned into a Meek Mill wants to go have lunch with Trump, buddy-buddy type
just
shit.
Just like from a business.
Yeah, just from a whatever.
Be up there anyway, because didn't he actually do shit to land in jail?
Wasn't he?
Repeatedly?
He was on probation for forever, though.
Yeah.
And I think he did something minor.
No, he was riding his four-wheelers in the hood, and they call it a disturbance, and that's the reason why he got locked
that
up.
That shit
so
is
some
a goddamn
bullshit.
Disturbance. Goddamn
oh,
it.
My God.
I call the cops on this motherfucker all the motherfucking time.
Okay. Be that white lady from Oakland, then.
I will. I fucking will.
Oh, my God.
I fucking will. If I'm sleeping at 1 o'clock in the morning,
you know,
you're
sleeping.
If I'm sleeping, I'm telling. I'm going to fuck.
You're such a fucking tattletale.
That's fine. I'll be her. I'll be her.
Take a picture of Mike on the phone. Like,
I'll be her.
I need that shirt. So if somebody has a link to that, just let me know where I can find that. There's literally a shirt of her making the phone call.
I would sue the fuck out of y'all.
I sure would.
Whatever. Who you gonna sue? Oh, if y'all put me on the goddamn shirt,
how you gonna figure out who made it?
Who's selling it?
You can find out who
you did. You can make your own.
Come on,
I know.
Now.
That's what I'm saying.
I might just do that.
You own your likeness, man. You can sue for any fucking thing.
Fuck out of here.
Man, y'all really think Kanye
you know how many shell companies that shit gonna be hidden behind?
You think shell it sounds like Kim Kardashian?
Why do you think this is him?
Because it don't sound like her.
I think it's her.
Okay.
I think it's her, too.
Okay, let's just read one tweet.
All of it?
Look.
I think it's her.
All of it is her?
Bruh.
Look, I can see her sounding like that.
It's fine.
Well, B was asking me a question. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Anyway, so I'm going to read what is written on Twitter, and then I'll translate it into what it would sound like.
Damn.
If she actually did it.
We need a translation.
Break it down. Okay. Break it down, Sophie.
You haven't been right since you got kicked out of the studio in Hawaii wearing fake Yeezys Rhyme Fest. You're over leveraging Kanye's name and ask Kanye to donate money to you, so stop with your fake community politics and lies. Truth is, you haven't been able to sustain the foundation. Versus... So I just don't understand why you're so upset about this. You're being literally so rude, and Kanye never did anything to defame the name or any of the foundation. You've literally been running it for so long, and I just don't understand why now it's an issue.
Facts. Yes. Fucking facts.
Facts.
Okay, you broke that down.
That was Kanye.
Okay, it's so obvious.
You about to do a Kanye impression? No, if you want me to translate anymore, I got you. We're gonna.
So you, Kanye,
you
can clutch with the translation. I love it. I love it.
After several years of lack of performance from the organization, Kanye going through personal financial issues, told y'all he was broke. He could no longer fund salaries. Rhyme Fest asked to take it over, and Kanye agreed with no financial strings attached.
How would she even know all that?
That wasn't
all happening while they were married, was it?
Maybe they talked about it.
I mean, they've been together for some time.
Yeah. No.
I think this was going way before Kanye told her all that shit.
Who fucking knows?
Yes. I mean, she may be involved.
Y'all are crazy if y'all really think that's fucking Kanye.
Man, they probably. She has to know about his business ventures,
but that detail.
I saved all the money.
I would say. And remember, Kanye's been in some states, right? Like we've had the question where he's been mentally. I can see him telling Kim.
And I can see her mom being an advisor for Kanye as well.
And remember, Kanye was infatuated with Kim for the longest time.
And she was curving the fuck out of him to fuck all these other niggas.
Well, and then, finally she opened them things up, so he slid up.
He was the last resort. Yeah. But then also the best.
The last resort.
But the best option. Last resort, best option. She had to date everybody else, and then she was like, okay, well, I guess he is kind of rich, and this is the best I can do in terms of the rest.
Translate that.
Oh, which one am I translating?
The one that Ken just said.
The one Ken just
said. God, which one is it?
About Kanye being broke.
Somebody point it out.
Dirty Shore music going. Paulie D.
It's Paulie D. Didn't they open that back up?
Yes.
Did they?
Oh, okay, sweet.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
After a couple of years, wait, hold on. I'm gonna read the first thing and then I'm gonna redo it. After several years of lack of performance from the organization and Kanye going through personal, did you just not say this? Okay, personal financial issues. He could no longer fund salaries. Rhymefest asked to take it over, and Kanye agreed with no financial strings attached.
So Kanye said that.
They're saying that Kanye tweeted that.
Are you kidding?
You saying that Kanye would say it like that as well? Like,
no, Kanye wouldn't say it like that.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sophie.
Y'all are crazy.
I don't even know the Kim way of her saying that her husband was broke in a nice way. Because to be honest, I don't think Kim would be out here being like, yeah, my husband was broke for a while. But
exactly.
She would never say that.
Exactly.
She would literally be like, well,
thank you,
we
Sophie.
Just decided to do something different with the organization,
right.
And this is what you agreed to, so I just don't understand why you're backtracking now. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Thank you. Thank you, Sophie.
It's ridiculous.
Thank you, Sophie.
Dare you, yo.
Sophie perfect. With the facts, okay?
Hold on.
No, Ken.
That's just how Kim Kardashian is.
She's kick out of this shit.
Sophie killed the whole thing.
Yeah, that's it.
She would never go that in depth.
No, she wouldn't.
What would she benefit from that?
Nothing except her fucking clown.
Ken.
The only tweet you think she tweeted was, I will always ride for my man.
No.
She didn't even write that.
She tweeted.
She didn't even write that.
Y'all are crazy.
Look, look, look. This is the one
she didn't.
She tweeted. Hold on. She tweeted. No, hold on. Nope, not that one either.
That's from the video.
What video?
With me.
Oh, this is the one she tweeted. Maybe. Maybe. I still think Kanye was like typing it, and then she like walked past him and was like, could you just change a couple words? Because that doesn't sound like me. Like, you're doing the most. She probably wrote, sorry to all my followers for flooding my timeline. I know you literally have no idea who Rhymefest is.
No, that's Kanye too.
No, no, no. That's what I'm saying. That's what she... I definitely that's what think Kim that he... would say. But that's some idea of how she would probably say something. But I definitely think Kanye was typing that too. She probably was like, but, oh, come on. You know, I wouldn't say
why
that.
Why wouldn't Kanye say it?
Yeah, that's not that's not the Kanye way.
Kanye, why does Kanye do anything he lipo does? Because right. he thought people were going to call him fat.
But they did call him fat.
And the only thing still- that makes me may think that you guys are correct is the one about him saying that his trip to Wyoming was canceled because that's what he did to Pusha T album. So she said, oh, and lastly, your flight canceled to Wyoming. You thought you were really worthy to be on this album.
Yeah, that didn't sound like her.
She would never in life say that. That didn't sound like her. She would never in life say that.
So you think Kanye just jumped on and sent that one tweet?
I will say when I saw it, it was very bizarre. When I saw it, I was like, yo, this is weird.
Man, it was Kanye.
Kanye did that whole shit. Fucked about any type of rappers.
Right.
Yeah, Kanye was tweeting all that shit, man.
That is funny.
Can't believe you fell for the okie doke, Cam.
I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe she had an out of body, you know.
No, fuck that. And they were also making comparisons saying like
Sophie just did the out of body experience.
No, I mean they were making comparisons saying, you know, all of a sudden you're so knowledgeable about hip hop, but you did not have the same energy when it came to people coming for your sisters or people coming for Kylie when she was dating Tyga's old ass or this all this type of shit. You wanted to be quiet and quaint and oh well, you know, it's just whatever and I'm just gonna buy my makeup kits. Like, that's all she gives a fuck about. That's all she cares about. She doesn't know anything about this.
Well, they
that's enough to air it out.
They took that organization from them because a couple of tweets later, they were like, all right, we got to change the name.
Well, it
happened.
He was like, fine, have it. Good luck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they had to let it go, man. But,
did you care to hear his response or were you going to talk about
whose
that in the
response?
Video?
Rhymefest. Mm-hmm. I mean, people, they could just go online and look at it.
I didn't even know this was happening. What
Rhymefest
had to say? His response? Okay, so basically, I'll try to sum it up, but he said, dear Kim Kardashian West, I don't care if no one on your timeline knows who I am. The people in my community and city do, and that's what truly matters to me. Your husband and I have been in correspondence for the last 2 months, which, as you stated, you saw me in the studio recently. And then he went on to say things about how he was there for his community versus pointing out why Kanye wasn't and contrasting all of the things, the accusations that she was making, et cetera, et cetera. And in the end, he basically said, you know, you and your team know how to get in contact with me, basically put up or shut up, basically. Mm-hmm. And while we're awaiting your decision because our community will be okay regardless.
Why would Rhymefest even entertain that if he didn't think that Kim Kardashian was knowledgeable about the situation at all?
Rod, that is a very good point because he's had conversations, I'm sure, with Kim Kardashian.
Like if anything, he would have said, well, why are you even in this? You don't even know anything. You're not even in
because that's not going to help anything. Yeah, he'd rather just make her look stupid by giving an official response.
Anybody would want to do that.
Right.
Yeah, but I guess the point is that
it's like, but that much, though, because you really summed that up because that's a lot that he wrote back to Kim Kardashian. That's a lot to
write somebody
back.
He didn't do that for
back.
Kim. He did that for people who were following him.
Exactly.
Because he explicitly stated that the first part of the response, I don't care if anybody knows, who I am, like that follow you. The people in my community do.
That's
who he was speaking to. That clearly was his audience when he wrote that.
Yeah, I don't know. Go ahead.
Kim. Right. If Kim didn't know anything about it, if he felt that Kim didn't have knowledge of it, he wouldn't even entertain
it. She probably didn't even read this. This wasn't for her. The response was clearly not for her.
He would absolutely entertain it because he probably knows it's Kanye, but regardless, he wants his side to get out.
Yeah, why not?
So why would he not respond to it? Yeah. He's not like, Kim don't know nothing.
Well, fuck
I'm
you.
Not going to say nothing. Fuck y'all about.
Well, I think that would be
make him look
it.
Less
I would, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I would say that first and then still get my statement out.
That doesn't help anything. Yeah. Look, what Rhymefest is trying to do is take the high road. Rhymefest is trying to be extremely diplomatic.
Mm-hmm.
If he starts off and says, first of all, I don't think this is really
fuck you and the click you claim, motherfucker.
Right. He's going to look stupid. Because what if he's wrong? He's not. But what if he's wrong? He's going to look like an idiot. But if he just ignores that whole thing and just goes into his part.
Like, I play this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so y'all I thought roll. That this was interesting.
No, y'all doable.
But you know, it's charades at the top like that, man. Come on, man. What you see ain't what you see.
All right, when she dropped that, what's her show? Mm-hmm. That she has on TV, whenever that Kim mm-hmm. Kardashian,
keeping up with the Kardashians.
And she's y'all see her tweeting to Rhyme Fest on there.
Oh wow!
So y'all really think that that show is real?
Yeah,
you
it's
are
real.
Gullible as shit.
Yeah, it's real.
It's not scripted.
Absolutely not.
Tight.
That okay. Shit.
Tight.
Something else that I thought was interesting, Mike. You might enjoy this. Mike, you might enjoy this. Azalea Banks responded to all of this.
Fine.
Wait.
She responded to us? What did she say about me?
No. Absolutely
she
nothing.
She said, oh my God, that Mike's
she said nothing.
Oh my God.
She said nothing.
Oh my
no.
God.
Oh my
she
God.
Responded to Kanye.
She
and
responded
Rhymefest?
To what Kim said to Rhymefest.
She just what? Can't help herself.
I know.
I know.
She will not learn. Mind your fucking business.
What dark skinned woman so problematic. I thought it was funny. I will say I thought it was funny.
I know that was fucked up. We're gonna move on.
He said dark skinned women are problematic. I am snitching like Mike
snitch.
I am snitching like Mike snitch on guys riding four wheelers in the hood.
That's not my friend. That's not my friend.
Why you say it like that, though?
I'm snitching for a that's how you tell, because if you talk like a white person, the cops come quicker.
Right. Hey, look, Martin did it.
Exactly.
With the plumber.
He was like, hey, like, wait a minute. Oh, my God.
Nothing makes my day more bright than waking up white. I tell you.
Okay, so
she didn't even hear
are you ready to hear the response?
Yes.
She was referring to the foundation, and in response to Kim, she was like, "But it's dedicated to Kanye's mom. I would assume Kanye would be the one sustaining the foundation, and not everybody can afford to pay loads of money for sneakers. I was at that session, and Kanye had a private chef cooking food for only him. Kanye had niggas in the studio hungry and broke.
Wow,
literally." Ooh. Literally, the most obnoxious thing to watch was Kanye eat a plate of cantaloupe wrapped in prosciutto off Versace plates and 24-karat cutlery while not offering anyone in the room a single snack. Niggas
that
kept,
shouldn't be laughing, but that's
niggas
so
kept
wrong.
Looking at him. This was tragic. Niggas kept looking at him, hoping he would offer, and it was the most awkward shit ever. Like
Azalea is stupid.
I love her, man.
Look.
Like, nigga, I know I did not fly all the way to Hawaii to lend my creative energy just to watch you stare me in the eyes and eat cantaloupe.
Yo, she's in the wrong profession. She should be a goddamn comedian, bro. Like, oh, for real. My God.
And I trust I've seen the types of niggas Kanye has in the studio. They're all regular dudes. Plus, why Kanye ain't give Rhymefest some Yeezys? Why did Rhymefest have to procure his own Yeezys? But at the same time, why Rhymefest had to throw another L at Kanye after Drake just threw hot soup on that nigga last night? That's just kicking a nigga while he down, making it public that his charity needs money. He probably trying to stack his Yeezy coins, then invest. And then she kept on going or whatever. Mm.
But you can't take anything she says as fact.
I mean,
she could have made
so
all that up.
So here's the thing.
Her.
So I read that. I read all of those. I thought it was hilarious. But
that seems like
I didn't know that was her. I thought it was somebody else because I didn't know that was her new Twitter name.
What's her new Twitter name?
CheapySO. So I thought it was some fake account just make with jokes.
Oh, Lord God.
I didn't know that until when you started reading. I was like, oh, I read that. Yeah. That's her?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
That's why it went so viral.
Wait, CheapySO?
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell cheapy?
Cheap.
Like cheap
with
a
Y.
That's a weird name.
Well, so is
cheapy.
Man.
You knew what I was going to say.
So is what?
Nothing.
Is hilarious.
Hello. Yeah, man. But staring niggas in the eyes and eating cantaloupe and prosciutto while not offering people that shit seems like a Kanye-ass thing to do. And that's why I laughed at that because I was like, he just
slapped the plate out of his hand.
Oh, my God.
If I can't eat, you can't either.
Yeah, I wouldn't went and got me something like cantaloupe. Well, I don't even like cantaloupe.
I still ate some,
wrapped in prosciutto?
What's prosciutto?
So
it's ham.
Yeah.
Italian ham.
Ham on cantaloupe? That sounds nasty as fuck.
You know Kanye got all the chefs doing crazy shit.
That's why his ass
I'm
broke.
Surprised it wasn't sea urchin on leaves. Mm-mm-mm.
That's funny.
So
I didn't know that was her, though.
Yeah, that was her response, so I thought that was very interesting.
Damn.
Yep.
All right, AB.
Well, there's that.
Mm-hmm. But if you ever want to come on our show and talk about it, that would be really cool.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, Mike Seaton has his own channel. You can make your own personal
appearance. She's not going to come on my channel.
No. Why not?
She's not going to come on my channel. She'll come here, though. Because this channel is a lot bigger. She's not going to come on my little ass channel. She'll come here.
I mean,
we got a studio. We got a place for you to stay
though,
and everything.
Mike, you
saying that like she's a huge ass artist.
You know what I'm saying?
She's too big to be flying to fucking Atlanta to come to my house to film in my little room. Come on now, y'all ain't gonna talk about her like this. Y'all ain't gonna talk about my girl like this.
But this is your studio too, Mike.
not really.
So, yo, come to my studio.
It's 1/5.
It's 1/5 yours.
It's our studio. Anyways, uh-huh. If you want to come.
But it's... But anyways, I said that's why she should go to the crib though.
You stupid, Mike.
You know, take some good vegan food.
Did you guys see that video of the girl on the beach?
Yes, I watched that. It was hard to find because they started taking it down. But yeah, I did.
Well,
see
it's
it.
Here and up.
What?
I don't
basically, know
what some white woman got beat up by a cop.
Oh, I did that. See that. That was brutal.
Yeah, it was.
But
she lived.
Halfway
she got
through.
Hit she twice. Really was she knocked out? I thought she was knocked
no,
out.
No, she took them hits.
Yeah, she was
a G.
She was still talking.
Shit, she should fight Ronda Rousey because she could take a fucking hook better than Ronda Rousey could.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. It's over.
Oh, no, you're good. So, you know, she was kind of wrestling with the cops and kind of, I don't know what triggered that brutality.
She had alcohol.
Whatever. But this,
yeah, you know, it's against the law.
This tweet went viral with where somebody quoted it and said, fast forward 50 seconds in when she's saying she's not one of those niggers and they're not allowed to treat her like this.
She's right.
And this
I didn't
will be
hear
a lot
that part.
Easier to watch.
I listened.
Did she really say that?
If we let's watch the video and see if we can hear it. Okay. I don't know.
All right, hold on. Everybody be quiet. She didn't say that. See, this is why we be fucking. Come on, man. I didn't hear nigger. I heard. She did. Wow.
It almost sounded like it, but it's not very audible, though.
Yeah. It's not like I'm not one of those people. I didn't hear nigger. This is that Yanni Lawrence shit again.
Oh, people,
she didn't say nigger. Come on, man. If y'all want to fucking call people out, make sure you're right.
You want to hear one more time?
No, because I don't think she said it.
I don't know.
And even if she did, who cares? She still got her ass whooped, and the cops are still wrong.
She's right.
So, whatever. She wasn't lying.
Yeah, she wasn't one of those niggers.
Where's the lie?
Beating her up like that.
Yeah.
Pink lives matter.
Ooh. Pink toes matter.
Pink toes.
Oh my god.
Snow
oh my
bunnies god. Matter.
When I'm snow bunnies, boy.
She didn't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you know what? Hey, I tell you one thing. See, you can't look. You cannot be beating up on white women like that. Yeah. He got put on administrative leave with the quickness.
Shit, I bet he's in jail already.
Man, he might be. He might be strung up somewhere. Yeah. Like with the quickness. There's guys. That be beating up, killing black folks, and they
still on the job.
They still on the job.
He got him with the hammer fist too. He was really.
Oh
he was
man,
like,
he got him, man.
Bam, but yeah.
That was crazy. That's disgusting.
She got quiet real quick.
No, she didn't.
No, after that first, after the
no,
first two,
she didn't.
No, yeah, she. Oh, where
she? Everybody kept saying stop.
All that was after the punch.
She was still fighting.
Well, once she got regained her senses.
No, she took them hits.
No, boop, boop, and then she was kind of quiet. And then
no,
heard
she
the baby
wasn't
crying.
Man. No,
and then
she
started talking again.
I'm gonna give her my props. She took them hits and she was still yelling at them cops. Get the fuck up off me.
Yeah, cause she can.
Yeah, that's she beside did. The point. My point is she still took them hits.
She did. I thought she was out cold.
Nah, bro. That's a DAB right there.
It was fast, too. It was like
yeah, he came quick, didn't he? But it's crazy. The fact that he was that bold to do that shit in public.
Right. Yes.
Like
in front of everybody.
Even if she
like
is
that.
Resisting, what the fuck could she possibly do to you to warn
and,
you?
And at that point, like both, it wasn't like her arms was like free to like harm you. They got her and she just...
You know, the bigger issue is, why are you a grown-ass man cop and you're not trained to be able to take down? That girl looks like she's 100 pounds wet.
Right, right.
You couldn't take her down.
You can't take her down.
Really, cop?
By yourself, really?
You need to be fucking fired.
I was trying to figure out what the dude was doing with the baby. Because he looked like
yeah,
he was
why
about
you
to,
leave with the
yeah,
baby?
Yeah, because he had the baby, walked over with the baby, and it looked like he was about to lean down, and then I think they started kind of wrestling on the ground, and then he kind of jumped back, and then the baby started crying.
He said, kiss mommy goodbye.
You know, I was like, what are you doing?
Mom,
oh yeah,
that video's crazy, man.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, well,
cops are fucking.
So what
disgusting.
Happened again? Like, what was the whole reason it was?
I heard that she had alcohol, and they found alcohol on her. That's what I heard, but who knows what she really did? Right. You know, because I'm not trying to be racist, but they'll talk back. Mm-hmm. Like we at this point, most of us have learned That when cops show up, you just don't talk back.
And if we had alcohol, we would have buried that shit in the sand.
I wouldn't even have it. Because I'm not trying to have those problems. Right. Yeah. But white folks will talk.
Have alcohol on the beach? No,
at all.
Really?
No.
Really?
Well, not in the United States. I thought it was illegal everywhere in the United States.
Really?
I thought. I could be wrong. I thought.
I thought Daytona. And I don't know if they changed it recently, but I remember Daytona. You get lit on that motherfucker.
You know what? You might be right. I think I'm wrong. Yeah. I think I'm wrong because I've done that at Savannah.
You know what I'm saying? I know Destin because my brother's been out there.
Not in Miami?
I'm saying I'm wrong. Oh, I think he's right.
Yeah, Miami Beach because my 25th birthday.
You're right.
You can have alcohol.
Not drinking on the beach.
So then it couldn't have been an alcohol thing then. Right.
Certain beaches do ban.
Enforce that.
You know, but
we don't know where that's at, though.
We don't know where it's at. But shit, if that's the case and you know it's banned, hey, man, you...
But he might have walked by and smelled the shirt. She might have been acting drunk. Maybe that's why she took them hits and didn't hurt.
Maybe she was. She was probably
numb. I think she was stunned. I think them first two stunned her.
I think you're not giving that girl her props.
Give that girl her props.
She took them hits and was like, fuck that.
Then when the pain settled in, that's when she realized.
So she was really young.
She was like, wait a minute.
I'm white. You can't do this to me.
What are you doing? I'm not a nigger. Stop this shit.
My name is not Tanquisha. You can't hit me like this on the beat.
What's the name?
Tanquisha.
Tanquisha.
I am Brittany.
There is.
Right. My name is Sarah.
But stop.
My name is Brittany. You can't do this to me.
You stupid kid.
Y'all wrong, man.
My name is Brittany.
I'm Brittany, like, bitch.
That's a little fire stop. My name is Brittany.
You know, goddamn well, if that shit was black, she'd have been dead than a motherfucker. Or her arm would have been broke at something. Oh, that's fucking funny.
What else you got?
So, Roseanne's show is canceled finally.
Fuck Roseanne.
And I'm not gonna lie.
You always been fuck Roseanne?
Yes.
Hell fucking
yeah. Roseanne has been trash since the fucking 80s.
Oh, I've never heard about that.
Really? Y'all never liked
Roseanne?
But
I never watch a lot of black shows. I never watch Roseanne.
We watch white shows. I didn't watch that.
I used to watch the hell out of Roseanne.
I watched hella white shows. You know what? I didn't realize I was watching white shows until I got older.
Nobody did.
Like, I was in the Mork and Mindy. I was in the, Archie, what was his name?
Three's Company. No, I'm sorry. All in the Family.
All in the Family. I was into that shit.
That
oh, really?
Yeah, because he used to do In the Heat of the Night in Conyers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. That was in Conyers?
Yeah.
Wow.
In the Heat of the Night was in Conyers.
That's what's up.
Before we get into that, let me hit you to this one thing. Did you ever watch that show, In the Heat of the Night?
Yeah.
Remember Virgil Tibbs?
I think you told us this, but go
ahead. Oh, did I tell you?
I think so.
That my mom was at the record store, Turtles. And he was there dressed like Tina Turner. With coke all over his face and was throwing a fit in the music store. And they came and arrested him. My mom called me and was like, "You're not going to believe this." I just saw Virgil Tibbs dressed like Tina Turner get arrested at Turtles. I was like, "Ma, shut up." I swear to God. We looked it up.
Camera phones, y'all.
Way before.
I never watched that show.
That show was tight.
I'm talking about Roseanne. I'm sorry.
Roseanne.
I still like it. Roseanne.
No, Roseanne's whack.
I'm trying to find the racist tweet that she tweeted. I mean, multiple. Oh, okay. Well, happened?
I forget the woman's name, unfortunately. Valerie Jarrett.
Okay.
She basically said that she was a mixture of the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes.
Equals JT.
Right.
Yeah.
Just because I know it's coming from
VJ. I'm sorry. I said Justin Timberlake, not JT. VJ. Sorry.
Leave Justin Timberlake out of this.
Yeah.
But then she going to blame, what's that pill she was taking?
Ambien. Ambien does make you racist now.
Yeah, I know. Like,
I took it. I was calling everybody crackers.
Really?
Man. The one time I took it, I said, get your crack ass off me, crack ass cracker.
Here it says, I guess she tried to follow up by saying, by comparing her looks to a fictional hybrid human movie character. Nice try.
Wait, who said that?
I guess Roseanne said that in response to somebody trying to call her out for being racist.
But she's all tight. Like, she's been problematic.
Yeah, she has.
Like, she said something about Palestinians before.
She made that joke about the Nazis and baking those cookies in the
She
oven
was dressed as a Nazi baking human-shaped cookies or something like that, but putting them in the oven.
I heard that was for a Jewish magazine, though. So I heard that was like...
They requested that?
That's what I heard. I don't know. I don't, because that's the thing. It's like, I don't always try to jump on the whole, like, out of context thing. I don't know what the fuck was going on there.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit here and be like, well, those kind of jokes are just not funny regardless. Nah, y'all motherfuckers laugh at certain types of fucked up jokes. Mm-hmm. So get out of here. If it was a joke and y'all giggled, then whatever.
Well, but, her name was Valerie Jarrett.
Yeah.
Something like that.
She said, yes, I mistakenly thought she was white.
Who said that?
Roseanne.
How did she mistakenly think she was white if she was making the Muslim?
Roseanne claimed she thought Valerie Jarrett was white.
She's trying to save her ass.
She doesn't look traditionally black, to be fair.
I didn't know Wanda Sykes was a writer. Wanda Sykes was a writer on the show.
Because she's not Wanda Sykes. Huh? To the website, she was the black Roseanne writer. So you didn't see those headlines.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Black Roseanne writer leaves. I'm like, motherfucker, that's not a black Roseanne writer.
What that is?
That's fucking Wanda Sykes. Get your shit together.
Wow.
Yeah, look it up.
Did you watch it when it came back on?
Yeah, I did. I wasn't going to because I heard all the.
You really did like that show, huh?
No, I did like it. So,
fuck that.
I wasn't going to watch it, but they was approaching both sides of it because her sister was like, you know.
Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie. She was basically combating Roseanne's stance on politics or whatever. So I thought that was an interesting
angle
that they was taking with the show.
Who's the little black kid?
The black kid is the son's child. Like, I think he adopted her or something like that. Or he might have been dating a black girl, I think.
Actually. No, that kid was black. He wasn't, like, mixed black.
Right.
Yeah, I know. But I saw a picture of him. I only watched, like, two or three episodes. I didn't really get a chance to get into it. I wanted to, but I never did get a chance to get into it.
Never, ever care.
I was never big on Roseanne.
I did. I liked Roseanne. Yeah. Maybe because the environment they did was lit. It was like really poor and stuff. Yeah, maybe that's why it was appealing to me.
I didn't fuck with that. I liked Small Wonder. That was my shit.
Yeah. I liked Small Wonder.
That was
too.
My favorite show. Yeah, I mean, that's I you. I was wondering when you were going to take care of that.
Yeah, I liked all them shows. Shit, growing up.
Really?
Oh, pause.
Yeah, stop.
Right, I don't know where the fuck these
questions
are.
Call her back. That's why the phone works. She's a small.
She called you on FaceTime?
Yeah, she got an iPhone. I'm so proud.
Maybe she butt dialed you.
Yeah. No, my mom don't ever call me. Call us FaceTime audio. Hey.
Oh, hey. Y'all remember that time his mom had. Came on a video that time?
Yeah. Oh, I'm recording. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, just recording a podcast. Everything all right? No, the studio.
That's cute.
Oh, that's the studio. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just called to check on you. Yeah, I'm okay.
Aww. Oh, okay.
Okay, I just called to check on you. Going to finish that. I just got me a Subway. I said, let me call. I'm just going down. Y'all get in the shower and going to get me a bed. I just called to check on y'all.
Okay, yeah, I'll call you back later.
I just got me a Subway. All
right. All right, bye.
I just got me
that's
a Subway.
That's cute. That's dope. She sounds just like my mom.
I know everybody's mom.
Yeah, everybody's mom, like really. That. Yeah. She's got me a Subway. I'm just checking on you. Yeah.
Just came from Walmart.
Walmart. Is it Walmart or Walmart?
Right.
Sub sound good, though. You don't like Subway?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Let's not do
Sophie. The trash of the trash.
Sophie.
Yeah.
It's
Subway's
trash.
Disgusting.
Subway?
No.
Do you know what it smells like when you walk in there?
Doo-doo.
I work
mop
there.
Mop water.
Yeah, I used to work there, too.
Mop water.
Literally.
Mop water?
Yes.
I mean, because they want it clean.
It smells like dirty mop water. Like it don't smell like clean mop water.
I mean,
it smells like that mildew mop water.
They're mopping a lot. So
anyways,
clean, man.
Enhance your life. It's like public subs are like
no, public subs are better, but Subway is clean. No, Subway's. I worked there. I did too.
The bread was moldy.
No, it's a very clean.
Nah, I had to clean
it depends which Subway you go to, right?
Damn, which Subway did you go to, Sophie? Mm-hmm. I didn't see that.
Moses trash too. If y'all want to fight,
duh.
Yeah, okay, like good. Moses. As long as
who is Moses?
Moses.
Southwest Grill.
Can get out. Can get out.
Chipotle or nothing.
Willie. Sorry.
Ew!
I got food.
Okay, you're canceled.
Yeah, right. You talking about Willie's?
Yeah, what the hell?
I got food poison.
Way better.
I got food poison at Willie's.
Really?
I don't blame
which
you.
Which one?
Trash.
Those are
all of them. Conyers.
Well, who lives in Conyers? That's your fault.
Oh, I don't.
Hey, Mike.
Who said Conyers. You don't?
I used to. Yeah. Yeah, you be talking shit about no Conyers. Better recognize.
Oh, my God.
Talk about C-Town, goddamn.
Hey, don't bust on her now.
Hey, I might have to, goddamn. Bust out the motherfucking.
Mike, Mike.
No, don't even know. You don't even know. Goddamn. Hey, bitch, you don't even know about me. about this folk life.
No, about me.
If you can't see, Mike is gangbanging right now.
That's right.
Hey, did you guys see, watch out now?
Did you guys see that black guy that clown for stories?
Spider-Man? Yes.
Spider-Man.
Spider Negro,
yes,
real life Spider Man
jumped up like Miles Morales.
four stories
to save a kid.
Jumped.
Well, he jumped up and climbed, jumped. Not like the Hulk, he just like jumped like a Jedi.
No.
Nah, he like jumped and then climbed up the thing and jumped and climbed up the thing to save this little kid. Wow. It was dope.
How was the kid? Wait. I haven't seen the video. So is the kid like hanging out the window?
Yes,
he's or, like about to jump or like what?
He's hanging.
I saw the headline. I just didn't.
Why was he doing that?
Because he's a kid. And he's stupid.
Where was his parents?
Bruh, his parents. His fucking dad. Store. Did you hear what his dad was doing?
Playing video games.
He was playing Pokemon Go.
Oh my
he left the kid at home, went to the store, and was playing Pokemon Go.
Oh my god, that's still a thing.
I figured we needed some good because I saw when I saw the show outline, I went to Good News Network and pulled some good stories.
Oh hell
no! So why did the kid need saving?
Because he was about to fall. Yeah, about to fall down. Like,
oh hell no!
I didn't know what the kid was doing.
Yeah, he climbed over the banister because kids are stupid.
Oh my god!
Yeah, they're gonna try it off.
He could have died doing that shit.
Yeah.
Who could have died? The black guy?
Yeah, if he'd have felt, I mean, one slip, he don't got no heart.
Yeah.
There was somebody clearly holding this kid.
But he was holding him over a divider, so he couldn't get him over. Only thing he could do was hold him from falling.
I think he could have pulled him up.
Y'all got me fucked up.
Because that kid, I pulled my kid up by one arm all the time.
That sucks.
But he's over a divider. So he's reaching around the divider like this.
Oh, okay. So he's around.
So he couldn't. Yeah. He couldn't.
I mean, he could have just,
no.
No.
He probably didn't want to take it. You know,
I mean, I got it.
He said he was going to try, but he didn't want to slip and let the kid would have fell.
Yeah, slip and fall. But props to that kid, though. That kid did not want to die.
No.
That kid was holding on for dear life.
He was.
Did it say what city? Did it say what city?
This was in France.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't think of many kids that would get in that situation and continue to hold on. Like, that kid was aware.
And he fell two stories already, they said.
Oh, really?
They said he already fell two stories.
God dang. You don't fall two stories?
That black dude is a G.
Both
God
of them G's.
No, they both G's.
Because he way better than me. I would be like, let go.
Yep.
I just called the fire department and hope for
they
the best.
They wouldn't have made it in
time. Oh, well. Not mine.
Hell yeah.
But yeah
not
he,
mine.
He was climbing the heck out
he
of it.
He jumped a lot of fences in his day.
Yeah. Well, he's...
Okay.
He's what? He wasn't a citizen. So Rod is right.
That's
a guy that has experience running away from shit.
Right.
That's what that is. Mm. He's done this before. Trust me.
How old? Did anybody know how old he was?
I don't know.
He
got to
be in his early to mid 20s.
Yeah, Mark, the president.
Once you get over 30, bro, you ain't jumping like that.
No.
I could definitely do that back in the day. But now.
That's what I'm saying.
You
got
to be in your prime.
Got you. Just let go.
I wouldn't even do that because he might hurt my arm falling into me.
Yeah,
you better get somebody else to get one of them big blanket things they do in the comics, in the cartoons, and hope he make it.
But yeah, he actually became a citizen after that. So he probably like, I see a path to citizenship.
Where was he from? Was he from like?
I don't know.
I don't know if I ever saw where he was actually from.
Let me find out. That was Mos Def.
Y'all are fucking stupid.
Y'all wrong for that.
Y'all see,
ain't no way in hell Mos Def is doing that shit. Bumba clot, you better not fall.
What else we got?
Yeah, I did it. I did it.
I just get so triggered when Americans try to say shit like
boom, clot, blah, bop, 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 bop.
The baby terrorist. Y'all see about the baby terrorist? The baby little baby black terrorist?
Now you just pulling shit out your ass, Ken. What are you talking
you
about?
You sent us a story.
What is it?
About the white mama with the black baby.
What story
that
did
was,
she say?
First of all, the way that you just twisted that word was so fucking wild. That was not a baby terrorist. The story was that this white mother was trying to take her mixed or biracial child past...
black child.
Whatever. Customs. And they were just questioning her, asking to validate, you know, if she was the parent. And she was upset because she was like, why do I have to go through all these precautions? You know, I guess she felt, I don't know, threatened, profiled, whatever. And she was like, I don't understand why I'm having to go through all these precautions. This is my child. Why should I have to prove that this is my child? And also, you're lucky that the flight was delayed, because if that wasn't the case, you would have made me miss my flight over the fact that I had to prove my child was my baby. Now, I guess, it, you know, from that, it went viral and Chrissy Teigen responded saying that similar precautions have been taken with her and her children, being that she has mixed kids. And she said that once she figured out that airlines do that, mainly because of like child trafficking and stuff like that, that she kind of was like, okay, well, now that she, now she gets concerned when people don't ask her.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just, you know, a thing for, you know, when your child doesn't look like
I looked at it. Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they did the right thing.
Yeah, they absolutely did the right thing.
Yeah. It seems inconvenient at the time.
You ever changed a baby diaper? That's bio warfare. That shit would clear that fucking plane. I'm telling you.
What does that have to do with anything?
The baby was a terrorist. They can't let that baby on land like that.
Ken, that is not the story. Oh, my God.
I'm completely twisted the words. I'm not twisted. You seen the baby. Did you look at the baby?
Did he look like a terrorist?
He looked like a terrorist to me.
Let me see.
Oh, look at it. Oh, my God. How does a baby look like a terrorist?
Baby can look like terrorists.
Yes, they can look like a terrorist. You look at the mom.
They thought Ken was a terrorist in L.A.
What?
They thought Ken was a terrorist.
Kid, 30 minutes to get through. Hell, yeah.
We got there early in the morning. They talking about you, sir. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, you know, I don't know if everybody's been to L.A., but when you leave in L.A., like, when you put your bag on the little conveyor belt thing, like, they have a little divider. And if your joint go over there, you got to go over there to the right.
How you get searched with a jogging suit on, though?
They looked at Ken, said, nope, sir, you over here to the right. It was crazy, bro. Yeah.
Damn. I never had them issues.
Well, you know, Ken looked like a terrorist.
Kind of.
I could see it.
Kind of.
I mean, she says she can see it straight up.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to sit next to you on a plane.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah, you look a little shifty.
A little shifty. It's the beard. It's the beard.
And he's kind of planted.
It's the beard.
He
ain't shifted much.
I ain't say it.
That was
questions.
Yeah, y'all want to jump into these questions?
Well, we have to.
It was another.
It's fine. But it's, we don't have to questions. Do that.
Wait a minute. No, I wanted to talk about that. Because I had just went to the concert.
Talk about what?
SZA losing her voice permanently.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Skirt, on niggas.
No, it was said that she lost
her happened?
She lost her voice. Because she was skirting on niggas. I don't know.
Huh? Like,
why did she actually lose her voice?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
I don't know why the fuck she lost her voice, but she's been canceling.
How do you send the story but don't read it?
Huh?
Oh, you're talking about what's her name?
No, I mean, she was, I mean, I didn't read that particular one, but I mean, I saw that it was trending.
Well, I will say this then. So, top tweet, Instagram, he said that she had, was having problems with her vocal cords or something like that. So she had to take some time off, but then she ended up doing a show in New York. And then after the show in New York, then she started tweeting like, "Oh man, she's been diagnosed that her voice has been permanently like
damaged." So to what extent?
She sound like Jeezy?
I don't know. Like, no, I mean, Jeezy. But it's super unfortunate though, Jeezy, because she's on a rise right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a shame.
It really is.
But like, that happened to somebody else though. Who was it? That
happened to somebody. Adele. It happened to Adele.
Really?
This is like somebody old.
Yeah,
like
Adele has some issues with her voice.
Is she back? Who the fuck was it?
Somebody's voice got damaged, and they said it was permanent. And then she came back and made like a big comeback.
I feel like this is a place where she can find a good enough vocal coach to kind of coach her through that.
If you have damaged vocal cords. Like, you either need surgery or you just ain't gonna be the same.
But
my thing is since, cause I saw when Top tweeted that, or he put it on Instagram too. Yeah. Why did they allow her to perform again?
Well, because I guess they felt like she rested enough, because they've been doing it like every night, basically. So I want to say, like, she missed the Atlanta show. She wasn't at the one here. And then I think they did a couple in California and somewhere else. And then they just recently did the New York one. So I guess they thought she was fine now. Right. Like, she rested it. Because that's what he said. She needed to rest her vocal cords. But obviously it still wasn't. She still wasn't ready.
Damn.
So now it's like permanently damaged is what it's saying. Like,
but to what extent though? Like, when your voice gets DLC? Damaged,
kind of, sort of, I think. Yeah,
I don't think to that extent though. I think that's the extreme.
But she can't.
It's permanent, dog.
Yeah.
But like, what extent is like? Is it like a little bit permanent? Not a little bit permanent.
I know what you're saying.
To what extent is it? Is it
how raspy is her voice?
Like, how raspy is it?
Like, just a little permanent.
It's not permanent.
No, we're not
really
permanent. I will give y'all a thought. I'll throw y'all a bone. I get what you're saying, but
it's permanent. Like, you know what I'm saying? No, like, she can't do it.
It's only going to get worse.
To what
it's never
is
gonna
it
get
going
better.
To? Yeah.
We understand that. But, like, how far is her voice gone?
I don't think we know those details right now.
Okay, that's the question that we was asking.
But I think they said that she can't sing. Like, her voice is permanently damaged.
She's sad about it. She's modeling that shit. I don't know what to tell you.
She don't have to talk.
It's super unfortunate.
She's not asking you to tell her nothing. She really? Just is putting the shit
I'm
out.
Just saying.
Wait, what did you say?
It's a backup plan.
What?
Modeling. You
said, yeah, modeling. Right. I said she didn't have to
just
talk.
Just do that. Have your coins come in, you know?
But she likes to sing.
Right.
Well,
what are
damn.
You talking about?
Clearly she can't do it.
Yeah.
If that's what the story is.
She just learned the shit. Like, y'all acting like she should just be over. Just get over it. Shit.
Right.
Quit being a baby, you little whiny bitch.
Something you've been doing since you've
been
playing
little kid.
That's how y'all sound.
Didn't she say that this was going to be her last album anyways?
She's right.
Oh my God.
Ken!
Oh, man. Damn.
What?
Ken, please.
Seriously, Ken.
I did not know this was going to turn into
seriously?
This. Get out.
For the record, in case Top or Schoolboy, any of y'all hear this, Mike and Rod did not laugh.
Get out.
And Beezy.
Nah, Beezy's grinning.
No.
Beezy's grinning.
Oh, you ain't grinning?
FIFO's tweeting, so he's not paying attention. No, I'm not grinning.
I am frowning.
Wait.
I am frowning.
Why your cheeks got big?
Because you making me laugh. Because you making me laugh.
No, you said it. You ain't.
No, I didn't.
I am not Top. I'm not laughing at that.
I just don't see the big deal. Like,
what do you mean? It's her career. What do you mean it's not a big deal?
But she could do other stuff.
But she doesn't want to do other stuff.
Did she tell you that?
But she was put on this planet.
Otherwise, she wouldn't say nothing.
She can
write music.
She can still speak.
She can write music. She can learn to produce.
Y'all are some foul motherfuckers, man.
I'm optimistic.
No, you're foul as shit.
You said voice box?
One of them things like on the commercial.
Get out.
When they tell you that smoking is not bad.
Mike, stop. I'm not laughing. I am not laughing. If you hear the sound of my voice, that means I am not laughing. If you can hear the sound of my voice, right now.
Test the type. What is it?
Yo, y'all are fucking foul.
That's not funny, man.
I'm just saying there's other outlets of things that she could do. If she wants to be creative, which it sounds like she's a creative, she could write, she could model.
Y'all are ignorant.
She's pretty.
She already writes.
Then great. Keep doing
so
that.
So she writes. No,
but she likes to sing.
Okay. And if you
give her some time.
I have a choice but to give her time, but I'm just giving her options of what the fuck she could do with the meantime.
You don't think she thought of that?
She didn't ask, is the mic still on? A question like, what should I do with my career? We're giving her advice right now.
You said that she didn't. SZA, the fuck else do you want, SZA?
Well, I mean, I don't really know what the fuck else about the story. Like,
just be like, this sucks. Yeah. This is sad. Then move on.
Oh, this is sad. Let's
move on. I'm sorry this happened to you, SZA.
Awesome.
I'm sorry that my coworkers are some ignorant assholes and making fun of you, SZA.
We're trying to give suggestions.
She don't need your fucking suggestions. She needs sympathy.
You're saying
thoughts and prayers.
It sucks. Oh, it's so bad. Oh, whoa.
That's what she wants.
How do you know that?
Because she didn't ask you for no fucking help.
She ain't asking anybody.
She can text either.
She's not a fucking amputee. She can text. Shit. It's not like she's just useless. Not a vegetable.
She can talk though, right?
I don't know if she can talk.
She didn't tell nobody yet.
I lost my voice once, and it was awful. Right. I'm not going to lie to you.
You what?
Your vocal cords aren't permanently damaged.
Right.
I know they're not. But I'm just saying, I lost my voice once and it was awful.
So imagine
that forever.
Right.
But they didn't say that she lost her voice forever.
But what the fuck is permanent then?
We need a dictionary for this bitch.
Her singing voice, right? She can
talk. She might talk like this. We don't know. If her voice is permanently damaged.
Sophie.
I'm not even making jokes. No, I'm being dead ass. If her voice is permanently damaged.
Maybe she'll just whisper forever. I don't know.
She's going to be an ASMR person.
Stop. I'm about to drop these bars.
So staying in the musical side of things, I was just scrolling Instagram, and Drake's daddy had something to say about Wendy Williams.
Oh my God! And she clapped back.
What?
Well, not really a clapback. She just explained.
Why didn't you come at Pusha T?
Right? Why is he attacking Wendy Williams?
I don't know. I was just reading, and I just found it very interesting.
Because Drake daddy mad that he wearing ugly ass suits.
Yeah, them Steve Harvey joints. Hold on, let me read what
I don't know
posted.
Why y'all playing Steve Harvey's shoes is tight.
So the real God, Dennis G, he said, I had a I had come to actually finally like Wendy Williams and watch her show. It grew on me. Here's the game changer. It's very informative when you listen to a talk host report a story that they've actually researched and share it with their audience. But this RuPaul Drag Race queen looking has stepped out of her lane. You know nothing about Drake or myself. Do your research before you try and be funny to your 79 capacity audience, RuPaul Jr. Watch how you speak on our name. Have a lot of people. I lost respect for you today.
And she responded.
Come on, push your T like that. You know what I mean? Where that NG at, push your T, son. You know what I mean?
You know, I don't know what she said on the show. You know what I'm saying?
She just probably recapped it like, hey guys, so there's some You know how she do. She probably has a picture of Pusha T on one side and Drake on the other side. And she's like, so this is what... Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Whatever she said couldn't have been as bad as what Pusha T said.
Exactly. Thank you.
She could have easily, or he could have easily made them jokes. Pusha T like a crackhead. He could have been said that.
So she responded by saying, I'm watching the battle closely. I don't know why Drake's dad is mad. All I did was recite Pusha's lyrics. All jokes aside, I really like a good Steve Harvey suit. He's a sharp dresser. And that beefsteak Charlie mustache that Drake's dad has is mean. Just mean. And
the mustache is tight.
Hmm? I've never even seen a guy. So. Really?
He looks very interesting.
No, why would I look at Drake's daddy? Who gives a shit?
I just feel like his parents don't look like people that would have done it.
I don't watch Drake's videos. That's his dad?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
He's like a pimp or something.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, it looks like he drinks Ripple before he goes to bed every single night.
Drake's dad and his mom don't look like they ever would have crossed paths.
Hell no. Nah, like
where did they meet?
Exactly.
Who
I don't know. Man.
Anyways, all right, we got a question.
All right, what's the question?
Yeah. So we can
get this done.
Don't forget to send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or to our Twitter. Our first question is from... See, they didn't give me a name, so I'm going to just go with anonymous. Okay, so me and my ex broke up. I'm starting over. So my ex broke up with me, and
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, that's different. Wait a minute. Okay.
Oh, that's.
So my ex broke up with me.
Marvin's room. Are
these all Drake references today? Yes. Great. And she said we can be friends, and she's moving on. Wow. I agreed, which you didn't really have a choice to. But recently came to the conclusion that I still love her too much to move on, even after trying to date someone who looks better than her. Okay, should I tell her that I like her too much to be friends or leave it alone? P.S. Due to my family getting her number through my phone, she changed her number and blocked me on all social media.
Sound lame.
How the hell
are
you going to get in contact with her?
You sound lame.
You know what, Mike? You're the lame police. I love it.
Am I lying?
I'm not saying you're lying. I'm saying that
I know you're not. I'm asking you. Am I lying?
I just...
Yes or no, Sophie?
You're not. No,
thank you.
You're not lying.
Just want to make you say it.
I just want to look to you every single time. Like, you're going to be the lame police. Like, how Ken is bad advice.
He sounds like a stalker.
She blocked y'all's number because he was pulling a Kanye Kim shit, and he was probably texting her from his fucking mom's phone.
Fucking
creeper.
That is creepy.
He's in love.
And...
What sense does it make to say that you tried to date somebody more attractive, but you're still sprung on this girl? Because
he's trying to make himself look better and feel better.
And
you don't look better or feel better because clearly you're emailing us about you being a stalker.
Well, there it is.
Is that really? Or did she really look
better?
Yes,
you're being a stalker.
He just wants to call her up.
Did she really look better?
And confess to her how much he loves her.
Wait, if she looks so much better, why ain't you with her?
That's what I'm saying.
Because she's not... Because the other girl probably don't want him either. Maybe something's wrong with you, bruh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're going to have this dude, like...
Look, man. Look. I'm sorry.
She put it on him, boy.
I'm sorry. I love our fans, but he sounds lame. Don't blame me because you wrote in sounding lame.
The man is in love, Mike.
He's weird. No, this is... No, a lot of us are in love. That is an ego. He's upset because she left him.
Hello? Right.
That's all it is.
Mad. Everybody
think
mad.
He's upset, man.
Otherwise, why would he mention that he found somebody else that looks better?
Broken
bullshit. His dick is sad that it's lonely.
Absolutely, yes.
And that's all
that
it
is. That is definitely a factor.
His heart is sad,
he's very dry right now. But still,
no, clearly he wasn't dry because he tried to fuck somebody else.
Remember, she broke up with him though. So yeah, like I said, the ego is messed up.
No, Ken, stop.
Yeah, that's true.
He sounds like he, bruh, you need to go fucking get on and leave her alone. Yeah, is she blocked y'all number? Like, why are you emailing?
She changed.
What are you
going to
do?
It's the
worst.
She changed the number. Not blocked on social media.
Yeah.
Oh, blocked social media. Changed the
number.
Can
you block people on email?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
You can?
Oh, yeah, you can block
it. Yeah. I think with technology, you probably
could. I don't be doing the email thing like that no more, okay? Shit. My bad.
I'll block a motherfucker real quick.
That's crazy. Like, mm-hmm. when you block somebody on so many, like, social sites or whatever, and then they mm-hmm. find that one last resort, mm-hmm. like, hey, just trying to see, like, just try to penetrate the system. Like,
yeah, I yeah, was this an accident?
Hella lame.
But look, yes, that's a good point. How did he even know she blocked him? Because he was over there looking and trying. Right. Why are you still trying? Yep. Leave the girl alone.
This user does not exist.
That is a good question. How does he know that he was blocked?
Because he's bothering her. He's been bothering her.
That or he asked the homie, hey, man, hey, can you, check that?
Wow, that's pathetic. That's pathetic.
It happens sometimes.
Bro, get a life, man. Go back to that girl that supposedly looks better.
Right.
That's where he fucked up. If he had another girl after the girl, he should have stayed with the girl he had.
She didn't want him.
Because the other girl didn't. No, she did.
The new girl probably didn't want him either because she knew he was a stalker.
No.
Because he was probably peeking at her window like he was the other girl.
Or maybe she just felt that, you know, he was still in love with his ex. And probably. She probably wanted to.
He's still obsessed.
Obsessed.
Why are you so obsessed you know, with me,
but
Jim?
Well, at the end of the day, know.
You know, bruh, you had
that
shit was a woman.
I like that song.
You had a woman. You know, and you let the woman go to go back to get the woman that didn't even want you.
Or the other girl didn't even exist. Maybe he just said that.
You might be right.
He probably just made that shit up.
He probably did.
He
Right, because like you said, ego thing. His ego's probably crushed because she broke up with him. So he's probably like, you know what? Guess what? I got me a girl that look better than you.
She got a bigger booty, and she got bigger titties, and she get bigger head. Right. Fuck you.
I think it's so funny how IG women move on. I love it.
Just get on with your life, bro.
So funny what?
I think it's so funny how women tend to move on. That is just so
funny. Wait, what do you mean?
Hey, man. Uh-huh.
It's another conversation.
Okay.
For another day.
Next question.
Just let it go.
Are we doing two questions?
Yeah. Just let it go.
Men can move on too.
Hey. Oh, we never start.
Anyway,
hey,
men are scumbags, so most of us have already moved on while we haven't moved
on.
That's
right. Yeah.
I got the best advice.
Oh, Lord. Where is this going?
Pray on it.
Sophie. Hey, man, just let it go.
He was looking at something insulting.
Wait, what did you say?
She just said, oh, Lord.
Said, oh, Lord.
Yeah, pray on it. Oh, Lord. It was double team.
That deserve a high five. Y'all should high
Wonder
five.
Wonder Twin Powers activate.
Right. It's right. done now. It's done. It's over, man.
Great.
Go ahead. No, I want to hear it. What's your advice?
He already forgot it. He ain't had nothing to say.
I didn't forget it. It was just a lame joke. It is over now.
Okay. The moment has passed. So, anonymous for your question.